Good morning. I'm Commissioner John McCarthy, Port of Tacoma President, calling to order a regular meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on June 17th, 2025. The time is now 10 a.m. Also present are Commissioners Kristen Ang, Deanna Keller, Dick Marzano, and Don Meyer. We have a quorum. Our meeting is being held at the Fabulous Center in Tacoma and streamed live on the meeting page of the Port of Tacoma's website at www.portoftacoma.com. The commission will now meet in executive session until noon to discuss one minimum price of lease item and four potential litigation items. Those items are allowed to be discussed in executive session pursuant to a revised Code of Washington 42.30.110, subsection 1.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director, Port of Tacoma. The factors that are allowed to be discussed during executive session that relate to real estate leases are as follows: the size and zoning of the property, the distance from and connectivity to deepwater marine terminals, the potential for job creation and consistency with the port's strategic plan, and I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Commission President John McCarthy. The time is now noon. Good afternoon. We were in executive session from 10 o'clock this morning to 11:27 to discuss one item, which was minimum price of a lease item, and we discussed four potential litigation items. All of those discussions were conducted in executive session, and those are the types of conversations that we're able to have in executive session under the revised Code of Washington 42.30.110, subsection 1. Let's begin then our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would like to acknowledge that we are on the traditional homelands of the Puyallup tribe. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands and continue to do so today. We are proud to consider the tribe to be our partners in many of the efforts that we undertake. We would also like to recognize June 2025 as Pride Month, acknowledge the achievements of the LGBTQ plus community, and celebrating the great diversity of the American people. This morning, we were pleased to raise the flag at the Port Administrative Office building. The first item is to approve today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to make change to our posted agenda? I will indicate to you that one of the consent items we're going to move from consent to the first action item, that because there are some questions regarding the ground lease ILA with the Tacoma School District. Other than that, a slight change. Does anyone have any reason they'd like to change our posted agenda? I see no hands, so today's agenda stands as posted without objection. Next item is the Executive Director's Report. I'll call on Eric Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director, Port of Tacoma. We have a busy agenda today, so I'll move right along. Just a couple of things to mention briefly, in no particular order of precedence. You may have noticed that we had closed, unfortunately, the parking lot to the Gugulhati wetland because we were having problems with homeless people there. We have a plan to reopen that soon, and you'll see some improvements as well, I hope, to the Gugulhati public access area. So we're working on getting that done. The tide flat subarea plan has been moving through the process with the city of Tacoma, The Planning Commission has heard the amendments or the proposal, and we're hoping that that gets passed along to the City Council soon. Third item is that we have some good news. The staff worked very hard to get a pilot project approved by the Department of Ecology for stormwater treatment and runoff at the Thorn Road potential development site. So we're actually going to end up with a rather unique stormwater treatment system out there that I can explain later, but it involves vaults of soil that treat the rainwater as it runs off. It's rather exciting, and we think it's going to be more cost-effective as well. And then finally, we promoted on our social media this month a tour of the place of Circling Waters, which is called the Enchanted Gnome and Fairy Walk. It's been sold out for quite a while, and there's a waiting list. But the first tour was this morning at 9. People can walk through the place of Circling Waters, get some interpretive displays. There's some gnomes and fairies that are there to make the point that we're nurturing the environment. The second tour is this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And that public outreach activity has proven to be very, very successful, and we're excited to promote it. And I love gnomes, so I happen to be a big fan of it. And that's the end of my report.
Very good. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is item 4, public comment. I don't believe we've had anyone sign up for public comment. No, thank you. Is there anyone that's present that would like to make a public comment? Seeing no one, we will conclude the public comment portion of our meeting. Next item are consent agenda items. The items on consent agenda are considered routine, and they're taken up by one motion and vote unless any commissioner requests that an item be removed for individual consideration. So the consent agenda includes approving the minutes of May 20th, 2025, disbursement certifications for the period from May 10th through June 4th, 2025, check numbers 2349 to 2605 in the amount of $10,156,351.34, and electronic payments in the amount of $1,178,395.24 for a total of $11,334,746.58. Now, item number C that you see on the screen, we're removing that to be the first action item. That's the second amendment to the ground lease ILA with the Tacoma School District. Item number D is included on the consent agenda, Taylor Way, Alexander Avenue Fill area, additional project authorization funding. Are there any requests to remove items A, B, or D from the consent agenda? I see no objections, so that consent agenda is adopted without objection.
We need a motion, and then...
Well, we could. All right. I'll call for a motion then to approve consent agenda items A, B, and D.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Meyer, seconded by Commissioner Keller. Any questions, comments, or amendments? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say nay. The motion passes unanimously. We will then take up then in terms of the item a 5, commission action, as I mentioned. We'll take up the second amendment to the ground lease ILA with the Tacoma School District. Thank you. And I will say that a memorandum, an action item memo, has been prepared that's part of the a docket and agenda and provided to everyone. But there are a couple of questions with regard to that, and so I've just asked you, Debbie, if you'd come forward and kind of address those questions, and we'll take it up by separate vote then. Thank you. Commissioner Meyer, go ahead if you want.
Do you want to move it so we can get it in front of us?
Motion, second.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
You have a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Moved by Commissioner Keller, seconded by Commissioner Meyer, then, with regard to this item. Commissioner Meyer?
Yes, thank you. Debbie, the thing that I'm most interested in is, I like the delineation that was done in terms of responsibilities, because we're dealing with shared facilities here. But when I look at the site map, do you have any electronic capability to show the site map? For my fellow commissioners, it's Exhibit A, the Joint Use Agreement Concept Plan. It's in color, and it's very, very beneficial in terms of trying to understand what we're doing here. And if you don't, that's okay, too. But so when I looked at the shared facilities, what the port would maintain, and a couple of things came to my mind is that when I look at the Maritime Skills Center, can you describe for me who's going to maintain the area around the skill center? Because it wasn't really clear to me, even though you do speak to the beach access, the parking area, drive aisles, access roads, school bus drop-off areas, but I wasn't clear about exactly right around the skill center. So could you help us on that?
Yes, for the record, I'm Debbie Shepak, the Senior Director of Real Estate. Apologize for not having the map, but the ground lease defined the lease premises for the school as a 30,000 square foot building, which is the Maritime Skills Center. So that, and then there is a 10 by 10, I believe, public art area right next to the building. So that's within their lease premises. So the school's responsible for all the maintenance activity of their building and also the public art. Everything around that, and unfortunately, I think Helen might be getting the map, but
we're trying.
Yeah, but everything else around that, the port will maintain because they're considered shared use areas, meaning the port can use them. So, yeah, thank you.
Outstanding. That was pretty quick.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Yeah.
So if you see the areas that I was talking about, the Maritime Skills Center in orange, and then that orange circle to the left of that, that is the leased area, completely the district's responsibility for maintenance. Everything else in the gray area is the shared use for the schools and the port, and then also the public. So that will be maintained by the port's maintenance staff, and as well as the beach access. And then, of course, in the blue is the port's parking, exclusive parking area, and the yellow is future port development, hasn't been defined. The dock, future dock area, if there is to be one, is in pink, and that was just put in pink that the school will not be using that at this time if it is, in fact, built or approved.
Okay. I appreciate that. But when I look at this listing, I don't see the area that you described around the skill center as being in this list. Am I missing something?
So, Commissioner Meyer, for the record, this is Heather Burgess, Port Legal Counsel. So the area that is in gray is we have shared facilities that are defined as parking areas, drive aisles, access roads, and school bus drop-off areas. That's the verbal description. And then everything that's shaded in gray on the map is identified as a joint use area. So all of the gray areas are parking areas, drive aisles, access roads, school bus drop-off areas.
Okay, so that would be the area that we're responsible for, but I just didn't see it on here, that's all.
Right.
And so, okay. As long as that's the clarity. So I'm assuming that our security then would have patrol requirements going around the buildings and on the shared use property.
That is an excellent question, Commissioner Meyer, in terms of port security, which requires not specifically addressed in this agreement. I have phone a friend here in the form of Colin Millen, our head of port security, to speak to that issue.
Thank you, Commissioners. Colin Millen, for the record, the director of port security. So we are working on that plan as we speak. to figure out what the solution's going to be for that area.
Okay, I just, it was one of the top priorities that I have is just being clear about what we can do, who has the functional responsibility, because I know security is, anytime you talk about a school facility these days, much less a public facility, but I want to be clear about, I think it's in our best interest to be clear about security and how that will be handled between us and the school district itself.
And we completely agree. It's just that that's got some complexities because of the laws surrounding school districts specifically and school facilities, so we're just working through that. The way that this agreement is structured, we have this joint use agreement that gets adopted, and then it can be subject to amendment or addendum later on. So as we develop the security plan, we'll be able to come back with and incorporate additional requirements for those joint use areas.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do any other commissioners have any questions or comments, either with regard to this issue or any other issue on the ground lease ILA? Seeing no hands, then all those in favor of the motion to approve the Second Amendment to Ground Lease ILA with the Tacoma School District, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. We're now returning to the Commission's action agenda, and item A is the Upper Clear Creek Habitat Project Authorization. So,
thank you, Mr. President. I'll just tee this up, and then we'll turn it over to the staff. This is a piece of property that the port purchased a number of years ago up the Puyallup River a short ways at Clear Creek. We've been enhancing the habitat there. We have a mitigation bank. We're going to be expanding it just a little bit. But I want to just point out to you that you've got the pleasure today of hearing from Mark Rettman and Marcus Van Valen. Marcus is one of the project managers in our engineering department, but this is his first time presenting to the commission. And I always like to point out when a staffer has their first time before the commission, and told him he doesn't actually have to sing a song. That's just a joke I make. But you haven't met Marcus yet, but he's been with us for 2 years? Yeah, about 2 years.
Yeah.
Does a great job, and I'll turn it over to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Hart. Like you said, my name is Marcus Van Valen, Engineering Project Manager 1. I'm here with Mark Rettman, the newest Senior Environmental Program Manager, I believe. Right.
Yeah.
We're here to discuss the Upper Clear Creek Habitat Project Authorization. We request project authorization in the amount of $1,200,000 for a total requested amount of $1,550,000 for design, permitting, and bank amendment work associated with the Upper Clear Creek Habitat Project. Project ID number 101448.01. Some background, parcel 129 is an 11-acre parcel next to the existing Upper Clear Creek Mitigation Bank. The intention of this project is to complete the design of this parcel and amend it to be included in the overall mitigation bank for Upper Clear Creek. Parcel 129 was originally a 10-acre parcel, which was purchased in 2018 with the intention of being developed as a mitigation site into the Upper Clear Creek Mitigation Bank. And in 2020, a preliminary design was completed to rehabilitate 4 acres of wetland, reestablish 2.6 acres of wetland habitat, and create 3.4 acres of upland forest and fish habitat. In 2020, some buildings were demolished and sold, and in 2020, the buildings were declared sole purpose. In 2021, they were demolished, and an additional 1 acre of land was purchased there on the north side of the parcel to be included in the overall design of parcel 129, forming the 11-acre parcel we're discussing. The scope of this work is to incorporate the additional acre into that final design and provide support through the permitting and bank amendment process, including data validation, updating design documents, and eventually finalizing the permitting and design. And I'll pass it to Mark to discuss the credits.
Thank you, Marcus. The project will physically add 11 acres
to the 41-acre Upper Clear Creek mitigation site, of which 28.64 acres is the port's mitigation bank. The project will generate a total of 5.19 wetland credits. 4 credits will be generated at parcel